Yesterday, we were live in Washington, D.C. for the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. And our WRVA reporter, Michael Bauer, joins us this morning with a recap of what happened yesterday and the final ceremonies that take place today. Michael?
Yeah, John, we for about 3.5 hours yesterday, maybe even 4 hours, Washington, D.C. was able to recreate a version of what politics was like 20 years ago, you know, before the Great Recession, before Twitter and the Tea Party and the 9/11 attacks. We even saw sort of partisan lines blurred yesterday where you had conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas hugging Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and outgoing GOP Senator Jeff Flake brought his kids down to meet President Barack Obama. So it was really all about the Americans in Washington, D.C., being able to celebrate the life of George H.W. Bush. And I think eulogy-wise, the moment that everybody's talking about is his son, George W. Bush, holding back tears throughout the entire eulogy until the very end when he just couldn't any longer, breaking down briefly in his conclusion of his remarks. And then for me, the more prominent moment was seeing him walk down off the podium, tap his father's casket, and go down and sit in the row next to his wife and his brother Jeb, leaning over, saying something to him and making them both crack up. It just kind of brought the human level to everything yesterday. And it's something my brother and I would do in a situation where there's a lot of emotion, try to get each other to crack up on some level. And that was, I felt, very relatable. But it was a great job done by the Bush family. They breathed a sigh of relief getting on Air Force One, heading back to Texas, that this under the microscope element of George H.W. Bush's passing was done. And now they can have the family and Texas funeral that they wanted to have for him. So he's been lying in repose at a church, St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. That is just about ready to wrap up down there, and then they're going to have their own memorial service down at the church. And then a motorcade will take Bush's body to the Union Pacific Railroad and take him down to Texas A&M University College Station. The interesting thing about that train is it's painted to resemble Air Force One. It was done so in 2005. They're going to go about 70 miles, about 2.5 hours in this train ride. Five small Texas towns expected to kind of come out and see the train making its way through. And anybody else who wants to go along the train lines can do so because they've converted the baggage hauler with transparent sides in order for mourners to see Bush's flag-draped coffin. It's the 8th funeral train for a president in U.S. history. The last time, 49 years ago, when Dwight D. Eisenhower's body traveled from the National Cathedral to his hometown of Abilene, Kansas.
Really interesting. And I'm sure today will be a moving and meaningful day as well. Michael Bauer, our WRVA reporter, appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great morning.